We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Liberty Radio. Today is Monday, July 16th, 2012. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're glad that you're here to learn about the truth and spread the truth, and you believe in the ideas that we always talk about when we're here, the ideas of intent and our intent becoming our action and our action becoming our activism and all of these things coming together to make positive action throughout the world. It's really, really a very simple notion. And it's all about the solutions when we're here. We throw a lot of things at the wall and just hope that they'll stick with you. Whatever works for you is what you need to go with. That's, you know, some people around you can tell you that if they're there with you, but we're not here with you all the time. We get a couple hours of your time at the most, if we're lucky, to just put some ideas into your head, and hopefully that they're ones that help you in your daily life, whether it's through about the economics and the money or the technology that we talk about sometimes. We get into art and music and theater, all of these things that are ways of reaching out to people. And I might have left you with the impression when we left just a moment ago that I was going to let this cops thing go in Denver, because there's this story in the Denver Post right now. If you go up to milehighlibertyradio.com and click on today's date, the links are all up there. The story is in the Denver Post. You scroll down, it's almost the last story. It's "More Cops for Denver, Not Better, Just More." That's how I titled it. The Denver Post has their own title. And underneath that is "Justice for Jimmy." And Jimmy was a local vet who was badly beaten and permanently injured by members of the Denver Police Department. And it's why the new chief was brought in here. And that's what the story in the Denver Post is about, the changes that the chief is making and whether or not he's doing them too fast or whether he's doing them properly or not. And I just wanted to put all of this in the perspective of you, me, one-on-one, you know, what is it to the person? And I mentioned my friend who's a cop, and this is a person, he's a cop in a small town, but he's been a cop for going on a decade now. He's a little while now. He jumped into it a little while back, and he's been in it ever since, and he saw me post the Justice for Jimmy link there and had to comment on it, because he went and took a look, and you should too. It's jimmyjustice.us, and you can see what happened to this young man who represented the U.S. as a soldier in war. And my friend put this in perspective for everyone, and I wanted to share it because it's something that we've talked about here on the show, and it's this notion that it's not about those organizations. It's not about police. It's not about cops. It's not about the army. It's not about the military-industrial complex. You know, it's not about those things. It's about the individuals within those things and the amount of control, or out of control, if the case is so fitting, that they can be. And this is what he had to say, my friend of gosh, 25 years. "Those officers involved in the shooting should face the appropriate criminal charges for their actions. As being an officer myself, I know there are two sides to every story, and this story promotes only one side as a totally unprovoked assault." Well, it pretty much was. And with that said, I in no way standing up for the officers, as nobody deserves what Mr. Moore received. "It is just unfortunate that incidents like this paint a picture that all law enforcement is big-headed bullies who act as if they are above the law. The truth is, most officers I know are willing to lay their life, liberty, and happiness on the line for total strangers." I'll finish it as soon as we get back, and we realize that we're close. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll
chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world, broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network. Isn't that special? Fancy. Boy, there's something I hadn't thought of that. Isn't that special? Boy, that brings back memories from back in the day watching Saturday Night Live. Dana Carvey, isn't that special? Hadn't thought of that in a long time. Just brought a smile to my face. It's nice when things do that for you. And well, we try to bring a smile to your face every once in a while here, too. We're talking about an important issue, a local issue in Denver, Colorado here, where the DPD has a, you know, not a perfect record when it comes to handling their business with the citizens and the people of the state of Colorado in the Front Range here and in Denver, I guess, specifically, because really it relates to a number of particular incidences that can be cited, and really I did earlier in the show, but it's not an indictment of the entire Denver PD, and I want everybody to understand that. But obviously there must have been something going on that they brought in a hard-nosed reformist sheriff to bring, or a sheriff, if only. Denver doesn't have a sheriff. It has a sheriff's office, but no elected officer as a sheriff. Brought in the chief to make these changes. And so obviously something needed to be done. And there's a story in the Denver Post where local Denver police officers have talked about how the changes are affecting things, and they're worried that things are changing too fast. And that led me to talk about a friend of mine, Jimmy, who was abused by Denver PD. JimmyJustice.us is where his information is at, and you can find all about his particular case. And I had posted some information about it today on my Facebook and the social network world out there, and some people had commented, including a friend of mine from many, many years ago. I've known him since he was a child, literally. And I was a teenager at the time. I'm not exactly sure what age of a teenager at the time, but there's at least 5 years difference between us for sure. It may be as much as eight. There's a number of brothers in this particular family, and I would have to think about it. And it's really not that important. I've known the guy for a long time. He's a good man, and he's a police officer in Kansas right now. And he had this. He wanted to put things in perspective, and I've already taken this perspective, and that's why I wanted to iterate the notion here with you today and all around the world, because it harkens back to a conversation here we had last week, and that was this notion of the TSA creep, and all these things were all kind of tied together in this notion of police officers and military, and even TSA officers, if you will. They're not officers, I apologize. They whether or not they would stand behind the people, or whether they would back the tyrants, the bankers, the criminals, the offshore nut jobs that are running the show up there. And he said this, my friend the police officer said this: the officers involved should face the appropriate criminal charges for their actions. Being an officer myself, I know there are two sides to every story, and this story promotes only one side as a totally unprovoked assault. And, well, there's good reason for it if you go and do your research. He, at the time, he's not been able to delve into this, but he clarifies. With that said, I'm in no way standing up for these officers, as nobody deserves what Mr. Moore received. It is just unfortunate that incidents like this paint a picture that all law enforcement is big-headed bullies who act as if they are above the law. The truth is, most officers I know, which is always a problem, what you know and what somebody else knows and the reality is are different things, but the gist of this is what you should be getting. Most officers are willing to lay down their life, liberty, and happiness on the line for total strangers. Our job is one of the most satisfying of all professions for the good of helping others. I don't know. You ask your psychologist about how satisfying it ultimately is in the end, unfortunately. Because it's not about car chases and stuff like that. It's really more about dealing with, you know, shut-ins and civil fights and crimes sometime after they've been committed. I mean, let's be totally honest here. I'm not trying to critique his words. This is just coming up as I'm reading this, as it might at any given point. And if I were talking to him, I might call him on it right at that point. Not for unjust power as suggested by the masses. And that's the, I'll have to read that. Our job is one of the most satisfying for all professions for the good of helping others, not for unjust power as suggested by the masses. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to, I just say it, a lot of people complain about it. And admittedly, my friend is a cop in a small town. So in a big town, it's going to be a little bit different. In a small town, you tend to know people and you tend to give them a little bit more leeway. The job is a little bit more personal, a little bit more friendly. So there are varying differences. And he's not been a cop in a big town. Every day I know that I will be scrutinized for my every action, and the public will tell me how I could have or should have done it better. Nevertheless, tomorrow I will proudly put on my badge and do it again. In short, not all cops are Officer Miller, and that's absolutely right, and I wanted to say that and make that clear. And all this information, MileHighLibertyRadio.com, today's date, if you click on it, the whole story, JimmyForJustice.us, I encourage you to check it out, because that is what happens when officers can get out of control. We're going to dive into a bunch of other stuff. There's a whole bunch of fun stuff going on all over, in fact. And locally, the mayor of Denver was supposed to put on his state of the city address today, and 9news.com had a stream. Of course, that it didn't work for Jack Squat, unfortunately. The conference started at 10. They started their stream at like a quarter till. They never actually physically really picked up the stream where there was actually something going on, and I don't know if that's because it started then or what it was, but they didn't pick it up until about 20 after. I got about 10 minutes worth of video. The mayor came on about 2 minutes into his speech. It went out and never came back. So I gave up and went to the Huffington Post and looked up their review of The Dark Knight Rises. And that was cool because I got to see a trailer for the movie that I hadn't seen. And, you know, well, every once in a while, again, you just got to clear your head and let it go. The new Batman movie looks good, but as a Batman fan, he's my favorite superhero character of all time, because he's just a normal person who relies on his wits and his strength and his knowledge and his intelligence to and his connections and his money, admittedly, but he uses these things. He's not using, you know, he's not from Krypton. He doesn't have superpowers given to him by the sun that if you throw some kryptonite at him, he might die. But and he's the only person, legitimate person, that's ever made Superman bleed. So I like Batman. He's my favorite in the characters. And I've been watching these trailers for it, and I'm not particularly impressed with what I see, because I think some of it's going to follow the storyline of the original comics. But I just don't know how much, because they're calling this one the end of this particular trilogy in the series of Batman, the Dark Knight series, if you will. And the story doesn't end there. This story has this character named Bane in it, and ultimately in the comic books, Bane breaks Batman's back, and he goes into traction for a year or more, and another pupil of Ra's al Ghul, the person who trained Batman, the person who trained Bruce Wayne before he became Batman, becomes this Azrael, this avenging angel character who replaces Batman for a period. So I'm not sure how much of an end or how a pure it's going to be to this story, but I went and looked that up because the 9 News feed for the mayor's speech just wasn't coming through. There's a couple of things to throw into the duh category that I thought were interesting. I found these locally, and that's how I came up with them. This one's at 9news.com. I didn't share these links because they're just kind of silly, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about them. Because it really is, this does fall right into the duh category. TV habits correlate with kids' waistlines. And this was a story from NBC Universal out of Washington. And it's just, I'm not going to play the video or anything. You could check it out if you want. You can type it in any search engine and find out. It says, how much TV children watch appears to impact their waistline and athletic ability by the time they reach fourth grade. And it's funny because the 9 News reporters, at the end of the report, they kind of look at each other. Well, I don't really kind of understand, and I'll explain. Researchers surveyed parents on their kids' TV habits at age 2 and 4.5. They measured the kids' weight and their ability to jump long distance, and they didn't understand that. They found the more TV the children watched as they aged, some stupid little pop-up just came up in front of me, and that's obnoxious. The web developers should know better than that. The more TV the children watched as they aged, the less far they were able to jump, and the more their waistline grew. And the 9 News commentators, the reporters, look at each other at the end of the thing, and they kind of like, yeah, we get it. We understand your waistline gets bigger, you get a little fatter, you sit around, you're not active. But they didn't understand the jumping long distance. Well, if you're not active, your muscles tend to atrophy. If you're not active for a long time, your muscles literally atrophy, where they start to shrink up and get tighter and become useless. And that's what they're finding by testing the long jump there, you commentator geniuses, you. I don't know. It seemed like a no-brainer to me, and they just kind of looked at each other dumbfounded. So it just fell into the section entirely. I mean, kids, TV makes kids fat. No fooling. I don't let my kids watch a lot of TV. And that leads me into one of the stories that was kind of funny and interesting as well, because a lot of people have noticed this. I haven't noticed it myself because I don't actually have TV or cable, but I put this up as where the hell did my TV channels go, and I can tell you where they went. This popped up on the DenverPost.com, but it's a story from the Associated Press, so it's just a copied story. Originating out, in this case, out of Los Angeles channel, and we'll dive into it when we get back from the break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here, as always, every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking about solutions. And here's a technology solution for you. And this is one of these things that if you had asked me about 15 years ago, maybe even as much as 20 years ago, I would have told you was inevitable and was going to happen. And if you go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date, you can follow the links. And this is, where the hell did my TV channels go? And I can answer that question for you and put it in the context of a solution, because it's your solution that is causing these channels to go away. This is at DenverPost.com. TV channel blackouts caused by lack of new cable subscribers, and that will continue to go. You mark my words, I am telling you right here, right now, you can say it today, that this is the beginning death throes of the cable company as far as cable television goes. Why? Because the internet is taking over, and this is your solution to controlling your programming. I mentioned it earlier in the show. If you're going to be programmed, you can do so willingly, knowledgeably, and help control your own programming by taking control of the technology that you use, and we are, and it's showing in the lack of new cable subscribers. Why? I've been on a personal crusade myself for more than a decade, talking to people like Senator Orrin Hatch, as well as Sony, Dish, and DirecTV, all of these companies in one way or another, about embracing technology and what's coming and what's being what's about to happen with technology as it becomes more accessible to everyone, as more people continue to get computers in their homes and as more appliances in their homes are replaced by computers. My TVs, all of my TVs, I don't have TVs, I have computers in my home, and wherever they are, they're just computers. They're not TVs. This one has a tuner in it. The rest of them don't even actually have tuners in. I don't have cable coming into my home. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to read you this story because you can go. It's an AP story. You can find it anywhere. It's just a copied story. TV channel blackouts caused by lack of new cable subscribers. I've been on this personal crusade myself to convince these companies to embrace the technology and start delivering a la carte content to individuals. That'll be the only way the cable companies will be able to hold on to cable television subscribers without them just going straight to internet for their content, because all of these companies are finding that it is easier, cheaper, and more effective to go directly to the person over the internet. Almost every single major studio now, and all of the independent studios now, have their programming available for free on the internet. If it's the cable stuff, whether it's the local, you know, ABC, NBC, Fox type stuff, it's almost all of it is available on the internet. Even Comcast, my local cable provider that I don't use, my internet provider, has Xfinity.com, and Xfinity.com is like their answer to Hulu.com, which is where they're providing all of the same or much of the same programming on an on-demand a la carte basis. I've been trying to explain this to these people for years, and if they had listened to me 15 years ago, right now the face of delivery content would already be different. It would not be like it is now, because we've been able to do most of this stuff over the internet for a long time. Not everybody's got the high speed, but delivered in short bursts, everybody can take all of that higher-end content and the television shows. Now it's nothing. Now it's easy, but they could have been prepared for this a long time ago and not have to go through these growing pains. So interesting, you know, that's your technology solution, is to take control of your own programming right there. That's absolutely it, without question. You grab a hold of it and, you know, they can't tell you when to watch or what time it's on, or catch you at times that you're more sleepy and more susceptible to programming. Yeah, we've talked about that before. War officially declared by the Red Cross. I love this. I came across this weekend just browsing. I don't know. It must have popped up from a connection through MSN, I imagine, which was just bought out by MSNBC, so I don't know how good it will be anymore. NBC, MSNBC.com was bought out fully. The Microsoft part of it was bought out by NBC, apparently. This was at Reuters. Exclusive Red Cross ruling raises question of Syrian war crimes. And I know it's sad, but I found it kind of amusing how this is reported, because it's almost as if they're saying now, they're sending it out to the world that, okay, now Syria is officially a war because the Red Cross says so, and literally that's what they're saying. I mean, it's like it's an okay to go ahead and treat Syria as an official war now. Now all the sanctions can begin. All of the emotions can start to flow, you know. All the people can get involved, because now the Red Cross says it's, even though it's an international corporation just like everything. The Red Cross now views fighting in Syria as an international armed conflict, a civil war in layman's terms, crossing a threshold, experts say, can help lay the groundwork for future prosecutions for war crimes. The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC. All right, we'll dive into it as soon as we get back, and there's a whole bunch more to check out. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We were just talking about this. The Red Cross has officially declared war. Up at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date, take you to the list of links. I pulled this one off of Reuters. I first saw it either Friday night or Saturday, and I don't even remember if Reuters was the first one that I pulled up or not. It just seemed to cover everything that I was getting at, and it's just kind of, it struck me as funny, sick, funny, ha-ha, even, just the notion that now that the humanitarian group says it's okay, it's officially a war now, which means that ultimately now more people can die. It's funny, sick, like I said. I'm sorry. That was the entire bit. On that same page at MileHighLibertyRadio.com on today's news, this is all just, I'm kind of having some fun, but there's actually some serious stuff in here, and this is one of those things. My buddy Ed Cobb, his little blog spot report that he does, CREPORT-COBB report, COBB report.blogspot.com. The link's up there at our website. And it's a story out of Wired magazine, out of Wired UK to be specific. Geoengineering could backfire, make climate change worse. Deploying giant space mirrors and spraying particles from stadium-sized balloons may sound like an engineer's wild fantasy, but climate models suggest that the potential of geoengineering to offset rising atmospheric carbon dioxide might be significantly... Oh, man, that would have been so much more impactful had I read that word properly. Let's do it again. Rewind, fix it in post, whatever you want. This is live. We don't get that opportunity. But climate models suggest that the potential of geoengineering to offset rising atmospheric carbon dioxide may be significantly overstated. Through a variety of computer simulations used for reporting to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, the team investigated a scenario where an increase in the world's atmospheric carbon dioxide levels was balanced by a dimming of the sun, which is the notion that they're spraying the metals in the air to reflect the sun. Across all four models tested, the team showed that geoengineering could lead to adverse effects on the Earth's climate, including a reduction in global rainfall. They therefore concluded that geoengineering could not be a substitute for the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And it goes on and on. It's a long, detailed story, in fact, where they talk about it. But it was great. I mean, it shows you these notions that they've jumped to and that many claim that they're already doing, and it's hard to argue with them. I see the stuff in the sky, too, and I haven't seen a reasonable explanation for it entirely. As they're doing something. What in the world are they spraying? It's a great movie, and they're coming out with Why in the World Are They Spraying, too. Some movies that you might want to check out. You can find them on YouTube. They're free. The one's not out, the Why in the World. But What in the World Are They Spraying is already available up there on YouTube. Ron Paul Revolution is dead again? Again? This is from the Examiner.com. The Ron Paul Revolution of 2012 officially dies, and this is by Ryan Witt at Examiner.com, and he's pronounced the revolution dead before, and that's why I'm making fun of him. I know I shouldn't do that. That's not fair. The man's name is Ryan Witt, W-I-T-T. This is Examiner.com. The Ron Paul Revolution of 2012 officially dies. He's declared it dead before. I think he declared it dead in May. You have to watch out for all the pop-ups that this might want to run, but it says as you tell your browser not to allow them all, you can get down to the story. And basically, the Ron Paul Revolution of 2012 officially died yesterday. A Representative Paul, Republican from Texas, needed to win a majority of the delegates in the Nebraska State GOP convention in order to be nominated at the Republican National Convention in late August. However, Paul was only able to win two of the state's 36 convention delegates, with Mitt Romney winning the rest. You can go ahead and read the rest of the story. It's up there, MahaLibertyRadio.com, if you want to. I'm just going to paint a different scenario for you, and you could go check this out for yourself by starting out at thedailypaul.com, where they're talking about the delegate process and how it works. I actually was a delegate for Ron Paul. I wasn't chosen at state, unfortunately, even though I did stand out in front of the state convention in handcuffs and a FEMA jumpsuit with a bag over my head and shackles. It still wasn't enough to actually get me chosen to be seated because, well, that's a random process, so I had no say in it. In fact, the fact that I was standing out there may have determined that I wasn't chosen for that matter, but now I'm not trying to start my own conspiracy theory. I don't care. I did what I tried to do. DailyPaul.com, Nevada can still put Paul's name in nomination. And this is by Joe Inmo. And he posted it yesterday. Paul supporters everywhere. I'm not sure everyone understands the plurality and how state delegations can work at the convention. And he gives a short explanation, so I'll just read it. Nevada can be one of the states that puts Paul's name in nomination. The binding rule from Nevada only says the delegates must vote for Romney on the first round. It says nothing about putting names in nomination. As a matter of fact, Romney will only use five states as well. It's a moot point. So every state is not needed once the five-state threshold is met. And Ron Paul met the five-state threshold, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember all the numbers. He doesn't go into detail here. Like I said, this is a short one. But if you want proof of the notion, let's just continue. When a state delegation puts a candidate's name into nomination, the national GOP rules say they must have a plurality of delegates to do that. That simply means when the state delegation votes among themselves to put a candidate's name in, they do not need a majority of that delegation to do so, only a plurality. Nowhere does it say that state can only be a non-bound state. So if the Nevada delegation chooses to put Ron Paul's name into nomination, the delegation secretary gives the nomination paperwork to the national convention secretary. That's it. The Nevada delegation can both vote for Romney, he would abstain personally, and put Paul's name in nomination at the same time. And this was the proof that he offers, and if you want to do the political research, by all means do. I personally am just, I'm supporting the local delegates financially and to send them to Tampa Bay so that they can cast their vote if they're given the chance. And if Dr. Paul gets to speak, you know, hopefully he does. They're saying that he won't now at this point. But again, that's mainstream media BS, and you should do your own research. I just pulled this up in just a second and followed it up with the LA Times article that's at the bottom of that. And it's, tell it to open it up. And I'll pull it up. And it just talks about Sarah Palin. This was the proof that he offers. Anything is possible if her name is called at GOP convention, March 6, 2012. Michael A. Mimoli under the LA at Home or LAT Home section of their website, presumably the paper as well. Sarah Palin cast a vote tonight for one of the Republican presidential candidates in her state. But for whom? A CNN producer caught the former vice presidential nominee after she voted in a presidential preference poll at the Alaska District Convention in her hometown of Wasilla Video, Velo. While she would not say which candidate was getting her vote, she again said she wants the nominating process to continue and would not rule out being an option for Republican in case of a brokered convention. I want more people to have a say in who the nominee should be. I want to see the process continue, more debate about who it is. And admittedly, this is a few months ago, but they're talking about the convention in this scenario that seems to be shaping. And like I said, you can go do the research in it. Is the Ron Paul campaign dead now? I don't know. I think it all comes down to the very last day. there's still votes to be cast, ultimately, I think, is the thing. And speaking of votes, I meant to point this out on Friday, but I never got to it with our visitor Anthony LaRocca here. I didn't get a chance to bring this up, but this is CFR.org, our buddies. Make voting mandatory, and this actually, I think, was written for Bloomberg.com by Peter Orszag, an adjunct senior fellow at the CFR, and I'm reading it off the CFR's website. Make voting mandatory. The U.S. prides itself as a beacon of democracy, but it's very likely no U.S. president has ever been elected by a majority of American adults. Not American total population, no. Because the total population has never voted, so that's misleading. It's our own fault because voter participation rates are running below 60%. A candidate would have to win 85% or more of the vote to be elected by a majority. I'm not exactly sure what he means by that. I'm pretty sure when the population vote is counted, it's the total number of votes versus the total number of votes, and that's it. One side gets a total number of votes greater than the other side, and then the Electoral College takes over and does their little hoodoo voodoo on the whole process. It's our own fault because, so it's misleading. It's our own fault because voter participation rates are running below 60%. A candidate would have to win 85% or more of the vote to be elected by a majority. Compulsory voting as exists in Australia, and this is his example of why we should do it, and more than two dozen other countries would fix that problem, as William Galstone of the Brookings Institute argues. Jury duty is mandatory. Why not voting? Because they are two entirely different things. One is a civic duty, and the other is your duty to the people, as defined by our founding documents, That's an incorrect way to state it. Let me finish the story. Mandating voting has a clear effect. It raises participation rates. Yeah, but it doesn't raise informed participation rates. It just raises participation rates, and that will always be the argument for forcing people to vote. Before Australia adopted compulsory voting in 1924, for example, it had turnout rates similar to those of the U.S. After voting became mandatory, I don't know what they do. Do they come to your house with a gun and kill you if you don't vote? Participation immediately jumped from 59% in the voting election of 1922 to 91% in the election in 1925. That favors the ignorant idea of supporting the whole collapsed notion of our democracy. The whole false two-party paradigm, that's what that comes down to. He's trying to get the majority, because the majority will, if forced to, enforce that paradigm, because they realize that that paradigm is being broken all around the world as people are being awakened to the idea that they don't choose even the candidates for their president. It's hard to even argue that. It's supposedly the grassroots movement, and depending on whose side of the story you believe, should have elected Ron Paul already, that we wouldn't have had to gone through this. I would be certain in my head that they had achieved all five states that they needed to get themselves put on the Republican nominee ballot to be voted for on the floor and to have his chance to have his voice at the convention. I wouldn't have to question whether that was true, but they manipulated poll results. They've manipulated results from the very beginning. They've done things like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but they'd run a poll, like CNN would run a poll versus Santorum versus Romney versus Newt Gingrich versus Ron Paul versus whoever else was still at the time, any of them, whoever was still in at the time. And what they would do is the percentage vote would be they would list the terminology one way and present the poll results another way, showing a higher number for the person that actually won, but framing it in such a way that they didn't win. It's even hard to describe. It's such a ridiculous notion of trying to obfuscate the fact that Dr. Paul won most of these early contests and would actually be being talked about more now, would actually be more of a threat, supposedly. But a lot of people say he's done, he's set it down, he's given it up. That high and mighty, pretty smug little SOB dancing on Liberty's grave there with his edification about the idea that it died some time ago back in May that I mentioned before, and then he follows it up with this article that's nothing less than self-gratification at his own notion that Dr. Paul's supporters have been foiled and that Liberty is now dead. Those are my words, obviously. Executive order disposition. I thought this was great because I heard a number today. It was 923 executive orders signed by Obama since his administration began. And I didn't know if that was true, and I didn't try to quantify it. Well, I did. That's the lie. I did try to quantify it. I went to the archives, and this is up there, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date from the front page. And it's up there, Barack Obama, 2009 to president, and it only shows, 70, somewhere around 130, 130 total numbers. So I didn't know if the 923 was two or where that number came from, but I thought you could go and find out at least some of this information for yourself. Because it gives all of the presidents, it's the Executive Orders Disposition Tables Index under the archives.gov, the Federal Register, excuse me, and it shows them all. You would have to go through and find all of the executive order numbers to compare with what they have cataloged here so far. But there's George Bush. I think it goes all the way back to like 1933, which is when the idea of the executive order really became corrupt. I think 530 or something. It was more than 500. Maybe I'll go look here. I guess it goes back some. No, there's no Herbert Hoover. They didn't. So it does. It's Roosevelt, 1933. in 1933, beginning with 60-71 to 65-45. There's the number. 570, see, I was way off. I thought it was like 530. 573 executive orders. And, of course, that all coincides with the bankruptcy, the last bankruptcy of America, and the selling of the American citizens on the international market via their birth certificate and as being as a guarantee to the debt of the banker, the American's debt, the American business debt, the American corporation's debt that is held by the bankers that we are a part of via our birth certificates that I suggest you don't sign for your children. That all started in 1933. 573 executive orders signed. That was all of that. All of that occurred right at the same time. All of this, those were all the, what? Some of the stuff we haven't got rid of today. I mean, didn't all that establish Social Security and, the guys with the picket signs outside, it was all about workers' rights and everything. It was all about that time, but really it was about trying to rebuild the economy after the Depression, after the bankers caused the Depression. So there was some final group of stories up there. We're almost out of time for the show, and it was to deal with the UN Small Arms Treaty, and I don't think there's any necessary reason for me to dive into it particularly deeply. I suppose I can if anybody insists that I do, but it's big news. Everybody's talking about it right now, and there have been some people that are putting out misinformation as usual, or disinformation, the usual suspects. So we'll take a quick look at it when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. You can find us here every Monday through Friday live worldwide, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're over your radio, the internet, over your phone if you want. Use up some of those minutes while you're driving around in your car. Just plug it in the cradle there and tune it in and listen through the phone. You can do it that way. Use up those so-called unlimited minutes. Put them to the test, I like to say. Check us out, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. As always, I'm posting the links up there. Right in the middle of the page is today's date. The other links there show this week's dates, but actually, if you click on them, we'll take you to last week's stories from those days. Those will disappear as the week goes by, but the archive is up from the front page at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. I haven't thrown up any of the actual recordings of the shows yet, but the links that I've been keeping track of here have a home now and can be visited and revisited starting from last Tuesday from here on out, presumably. I have to do all that stuff myself because I'm the one that put it in place, and if somebody else tried to mess with it, if I tried to get them to do it, it would be a nightmare. Plus, I'm messing around with all this stuff live on the show as we're talking about it. I said it's a very media-friendly show, a new media-friendly show, and social media-friendly show because I've immersed myself in that culture from the time that I was a kid. I was using, you know, little 1200 baud modems to connect to people's billboards back in the day, way back in the day. So I've been doing this social media thing for a long time, and we like to talk about it here because this is a part of social media. This whole broadcast here, it is social from the friends here on the Front Range, the people's media that send me a lot of the information that we talk about and provide a lot of the content for the show. To all of these people, it goes on. I wanted to get into this gun thing. I had posted a number of links up there at MyLibertyRadio.com, and it's about, a lot of it's about the UN Small Arms Treaty, but there's a thing on Zimmerman there because I think the Christian Science Monitor kind of does a hit job on the second, and I think that you should let them know that that's not acceptable because I think it was a hit job. I'll let you read it for yourself and decide that for yourself. Because it's a big article and I don't have time to do it now because we're down to the last few seconds of the show, literally. There's also information up there, like I said, about the Small Arms Treaty, and it's a big deal. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's got a lot of opinions on it. But Larry Bell's been keeping track of the agreement for a long time up at Forbes.com, and I shared a couple of his links up there. And one that was really, really cool is gunowners.org under their fact sheet, Guns Save Lives. And I shared this link up there because it talks about the, you know, 2.5 million times or more a year somebody saves a life or defends themselves with a firearm. Because you know how we are, us crazy right-wing people, and I'm not one of those people. we love our guns, don't we? All right, that's it. The show's over. I'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again. MileHighLibertyRadio.com is where you can keep up with us. Until then, thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free